Good morning, Besorot Tovot. Let's not forget the Parsha. So we have Parshat Metzora coming. And I know that it appears to be an extremely detailed and somewhat tedious Parsha and very, very hard to understand the details, the signs of and the rules of Tzaraat. So I don't want to go into those details. But I do want to speak about a general theme here, a general ideal that it is 100% clear that the Torah is discussing. And the ideal here is a social ideal. What I mean to say is, if we are to take the halachot of Metzorah and apply them, then it would mean that if someone was to speak improperly and they were to get Tzaraat, they would be excommunicated temporarily, banished from the camp temporarily. They would have to sit outside the camp until they became, or they were decreed to be, pure. Now imagine that. This can only work, and the Gemara says this too, this can only work, this system, in a reality where the majority, the vast majority of people are behaving and acting properly. Because if everyone is doing the sin, then everyone would be outside the camp with Tzaraat, and the whole purpose of isolation would be null and void. So you would have to assume that in order for on the premise, right, that that we get Tzaraat because we speak Lashon Hara and other social demeanors, then what it means to say is that this would have had to be a reality where very few people were doing this in order for the punishment to be a realistic one. That's an incredible reflection of Am Yisrael in the Midbar and Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of Am Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael, the reality being that very few people spoke badly and spoke in this way to the degree that if someone did, it would be considered a punishment and isolation to be sent out of the machane. That's an incredible ramification for us to think about, because the feeling that I have is if this were applied today, if this halacha is happening today, we would all be meeting outside the yeshuv on a consistent basis. The yeshuv would be plainly empty, because our ability to control the way we speak and the way we behave has deteriorated so much that this is just common. And of course, this whole problem has been extended, elaborated through the fact that there are so many different ways to talk today. One can talk on Facebook, one can talk on Instagram, one can talk on the phone, one can talk during WhatsApp, one can talk through emails, not just pair by pair, not just a person facing another person, but there are so many ways that we talk to each other. And this coming with this elaboration of means with which to communicate comes with the danger of wrong communication, of speaking too much, of saying things that don't need to be said, of losing control of our speech. This has been a common problem in our country for a while now, where the lack of borders, the lack of control that people have in arguing, in debating, in sharing views and opposing views, and the extreme to which the semantics go and the words are used is extremely dangerous. We were created benefesh chaya, the unclus, Targum unclus, at the beginning of the Torah, when he says, what is the distinction between man and animal? Is ruach demalala, is the ability to speak. The ability to speak, again, as I've said to you before, as opposed to Disney, who likes to give every single animal the ability to speak, from Winnie the Pooh to Donald Duck to Pluto to Goofy to Mickey and Minnie to the whole chevre, they can all speak. Judaism doesn't believe that. I don't suppose Walt Disney believed it either. But Judaism believes that the gift of speech was given to man. This is part of Tzelem Elohim, the way we express ourselves, the things that we say, with the politicization of the world, with the extremities that we've reached now. People say things that are absolutely have absolutely no reflection or reality. They say things in exaggeration. They say things without any suggestion that they will fulfill them. And I think we have to learn not to do that. We have to learn to do as we say and say as we do. To when we're about to say something, to weigh up the words we're about to say, weigh up our ability to fulfill the promises that we make, and think very, very carefully before we open up our mouths. This is part of our Selim Elokim. And this was clearly the case in the time of Torah, when the Torah was given, because otherwise, the entire reality of Metzorah would not have been. It wouldn't have been possible, because everyone would have been outside the Machane. And that is a high standard. You know, very often we judge matters in the Torah by what is written. We have to also judge matters in the Torah by what is excluded, by what is not written. And the fact that these halachas are written as a reality would clearly infer to us that there was a reality that suited these halachas, and that is a reality that we should be heading towards. And it's much, much harder for us, because communication is so much more developed today, and there are so many ways to do it, that our work in this area, our work in controlling our speech, if I had a rand for every time I had said something that I regretted within seconds of saying it, I would be a billionaire in dollars. It's just unbelievable, the amount of time. I'm sure I'm not alone in this. The amount of times where the minute something comes out of your mouth, like as Chazal say, like an arrow which you cannot return, you immediately regret saying it, and it's going to take hours, if not days, if not weeks, if not months, to repair the damage you can do with one statement. And so much work has to be done on this, on just being quiet and thinking before we talk, and understanding this ruach de malala, this ability to speak, is incredibly, incredibly important. And also to understand the social reality of Am Yisrael, it's in there, together with the halachas of Korbanot in Vayikra and Sav, and it's in there with the halachas of Moadim in Parshat Emor, and it's in there with the halachas of Kashrut in Parshat Shmini. Kloma, this idea of a social utopia is as important as not eating pig and as bring a korban on Pesach, because they are all part of this Sefer of Vayikra, which is Torah Yisrael, which doesn't just deal with the Avodat Hashem in the Mikdash. It doesn't just deal with how we are meant to eat. It doesn't just deal with how we are meant to fulfill a festival. It deals with how we are meant to speak to each other every day, how we are meant to debate with each other every day. We have discussed so many times the importance of machloket, the importance of discussion, machloket l'shem shamayim. We're going to start doing Pirkei Avot again soon, as soon as Pesach is over, in the days leading up to Shavuot. That's our minhag, Pirkei Avot. And this work, and the whole period of the Omer about Bein Adam L'Chaviro, is so, so important to us, and so much so in our country, in our homeland, where there is so much debate, and debate is besedes, machloket l'shem shamayim, like Hillel and Shammai. You know, Hillel and Shammai had arguments that were fundamental Torah dika arguments about whether you could marry certain people. Yet, despite their disputes, we are told right at the beginning of, I think it's Masechet Yevamot, right at the beginning, we're told that they didn't cease from marrying each other, meaning they didn't put chirim on each other, they didn't call each other names, they didn't call each other cancer, and you're this, and you're that, and you're the other, like a kid at a high school. There has to be some kind of control. But we get to a social reality where Hilchot Metzorah would be relevant, where it is the exception and not the rule. Be'ezot Hashem, we should have a good day.